Welcome
to Behind the Blowhole.
Yes.
Oh.
Speaking of blowhole.
Special.
Steve had this fancy little bracelet today. Who did you blow last night in order to get that fucking thing?
I didn't blow anyone. Mark is in Colombia. I had to drop it off.
Colombia.
And pick it up.
Colombia.
So we have a little bling.
Blow? The movie Blow?
The guy's driving a Bentley.
I am today.
His business associate or partner is in Colombia, and you're wearing a gay diamond bracelet today. What is going on?
It's literally blinding me. Like, I can't
Fucking
yeah.
Weirdo.
It's a lot.
It's something. Right. It's definitely something.
Well, listen, enough with fucking Steve. This is an interesting one we got today.
We do. Babes in Business.
Yes. So we have Jen.
Yes.
From Babes in Business. Now,
I love when men say it.
I know. Mm.
They always have to say it that way. I don't know why. It's
Babes in Business.
You got to talk right on
right
there.
Right in here. Okay.
Like, really? Because it sounds like porn.
Get on it.
Get on it.
I'm on it.
I got right, you. Babe. I'm right there.
Right.
Okay.
So.
It does sound like a porn.
It does.
Great.
Great.
Babes in Business sounds like a porno.
It does.
Okay. Well, it's not.
Tell us. You ever been on Pornhub?
No.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Stop. Don't be rude. This is a professional podcast.
Not on Pornhub.
This he's getting ready for his date because he's not going to get it. So
I,
he's gonna be
I want
asshole.
To be professional.
I'm not going to get it.
And give
I don't fuck
respect.
On the first date,
it's
Ashley.
All good.
Tell us a little bit about
What
is Babes in Business?
Babes in Business is a networking community for female entrepreneurs. So we work very closely with women in business. We provide events, workshops, retreats, festivals, all different ways for women to get together, collaborate, share ideas, network, grow their brands, start a business, pivot in their business, anything that has to do with women, anything that has to do with business, Babes in Business has got you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to sign up.
You should?
Yeah, you really should.
Come.
Yeah.
How old were you when you realized that you hate men?
Very early age. It's not about hating men
I'm kidding.
You know, it's interesting. I have worked in many environments where there have been men in leadership positions, and I've seen women struggle for a very long time because they don't get the same support that women do. I started Babes in Business because I was in other networking groups. Have you guys ever gone to networking groups before? Have you ever gone to like a LATIP or a BNI?
AA.
AA.
Well, okay.
All right, that's a good answer.
I mean, I've been probation. To Al-Anon, so I get it. Yes. But they're male-driven, they're stuffy. They look at women in a very misogynistic. They look at women in a very different way. A lot of times we're not taken seriously. So, it's not that I hate men. I just want to support women in a very, very high-level way.
Me too.
Is this like a feminist organization?
No, absolutely not. We guys can come. You guys can come.
I was going to ask. So,
absolutely.
Like, are there any men in Babes
so
in Business?
So, there's a couple reasons why men come. The first one is if they're like a spouse. If they're like a spouse of a speaker
dirty.
Or something like that.
This guy is dirty. Yeah, get him a winky dinky,
dude.
Steve.
I'm sorry. That's how we
there's think. A few reasons why men attend our events. So, if you're a spouse or a boyfriend and you're supporting one of the speakers, if you're gay, and if you want to pick up on women. I mean, you're not going to find many spots where there's 150 women in a room, all really in like very
it's
high
It's actually a recurring dream I have.
Yeah, well,
actually.
Then you're not allowed to come.
So dudes actually go there to get laid.
Yeah, but they very quickly show themselves out.
By what?
Me, or I show them out.
Because the lesbians
Why?
Are like, get the fuck
well,
out of here.
That's what this is for. I mean, that's not what it's for. If
it's
you
like
want to
real
come
life
support
Tinder.
Women, there's, it, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean,
it's like super swiping.
Wow.
Boom, 150
well,
women?
It is. There's my bi-monthly networking events are anywhere between 100 and 150 women every single other
150 women,
wow.
Bro.
No,
I don't think I have the bat speed.
We
for that.
Had you
no,
guys
you
here,
no.
In fact.
We did. You did a couple times, and we had such a great time. Thank you so
in
much.
In fact, I renovated the brewery so I could put
heard.
More babes
I'm
in
very
the brewery.
Excited.
Babes
heard,
in the brewery.
Yeah,
babes
oh,
in the brewery.
I
love,
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah
how long have you been doing this for?
So we'll be going into my 6th year. Yeah,
that's great.
So yeah, we
wow.
started right before COVID. I had 3 events and then COVID hit.
How did COVID change things?
COVID actually exponentially grew my business because we had no choice but to support each other online. And that's what everyone did. That's what it was all about in COVID. And I literally went on Instagram Live every single day for 3 months straight. And I interviewed another woman in business. And you know, that's what, I mean, we grew probably by like 6,000 followers during COVID.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it definitely supported us.
So how many people do you have in there?
13,000.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
13,000 angry women.
That is great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
That is wow.
That's overwhelming.
No. No, it's not. It's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. It's really, really cool.
Really?
13,000.
Yeah. What's like the weirdest business that's in there? Is there any like sex toy owners?
There is. I'm trying to think. Oh my God, shit. It's definitely they do like vagina washes.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, like they do like a vagina wash.
So let me ask you something.
Okay. Yeah.
This girl, because I see on the website, you have to like apply to become a member.
Whoa. Easy with the membership shit. Can we back up? What is a vagina washer?
I actually don't know.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. So like this girl reaches out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'd like to be a member of the Babes in Business.
Right.
You're like, what do you do?
She's like,
I wash vaginas.
Wow. I just figure out what category she fits into. Yeah. there's a need, right? If there's a
I'm gonna kill my guidance counselor. I could have been a vagina washer.
Under what category my vagina can?
It's like a facial. It's a vagina facial. That's what I was.
Yes, okay, so that's even more.
Hopefully, I get one of those
Steve going on a date tonight, with his bling bling on.
What the fuck is a vagina facial, though? Hold on a second.
Even worse.
Maybe she could be your next podcast guest. I'll introduce you.
Yes.
Can we call her? Her name is Serenity.
Can you get her on the bat phone right now?
I don't know if she's a busy business owner. I don't know if she's going to pop on the call right now.
Who's eating pussy? Vagina wash.
She's not eating pussy. That's not what she does.
That is like insane.
Oh, fucking brilliant shit.
I'm Paula. The worst she can do is go and send us the posting.
Now I'm confused.
A vagina facial is the greatest shit I ever heard.
This is the best.
I can't.
I'm sure she'd be very
happy.
They're
lesbians.
She owns.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
She give me a facial?
No.
Why?
It's for because you don't have a vagina.
No, but she does.
I don't think he understands.
I have a face.
I don't understand. I think this is all right. Don't worry.
No. Call her. Oh shit. Call her.
Hold on. I'm texting her. I'm gonna text her.
I want to know what a vagina wash looks like.
No, it's a facial, Steve. It's a facial.
Well, but I mean, what that sounds like to me is that she like
a vaggie facial.
She like fucking squirts onion, like right?
No.
Is she a squirter?
If you guys, I'm not going to get her on the phone if you can't understand.
Okay, I understand the concept.
This is, I want to keep this professional.
Okay, get her on the phone. I
just
have
asked
questions.
If she's free first.
All right, so if she responds.
She have gift certificates?
Sure, but again, you have to have a vagina
in order to get the women in my life.
Are they swipe cards?
Unless there's something about you that you're not sharing, you have to have one to get one.
I don't know. You see that fucking bracelet he has today?
I know.
How did you get so many fucking members in such a short amount of time? What did you do?
I think people ask me this question all the time, and honestly, I just provide a really true, authentic space for women. I really do, and I know that sounds like to you, you're probably like, "What does that even mean?"
I'm curious.
I just allow people to show up who they are as they are. There's no competition in our organization. It's not like typical networking groups where if you're a hairstylist, then there's no other hairstylist allowed. Like it's you. We have.
If you're a vagina washer,
washers. Yeah, like you. We don't do. That's not what we're about. We're really a community.
What is a typical event? Because I see you do like a lot of events.
We do.
Almost like a couple of months, right?
If not more, yeah.
It's a lot.
I love it.
It's a lot of work.
It is a ton of work.
Do you make money from this?
I do.
I would hope so,
yes.
Right?
Yes, good. I do.
You make a lot?
I make enough.
You fucking scam them all, don't you?
No, I don't scam anybody.
This is your fucking individual. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of opportunities to be involved.
Somebody's got to manage and oversee the fucking thing. It's a lot of work.
Right, and there's several opportunities to get involved. It's not just selling tickets. I don't just sell tickets. There's the membership platform. There's advertising. There's vendor tables. There's so many ways that people can get involved in the community, and those are all at a fee.
So what is a typical... Babes, walk me through one. Here we go. We're on our way. We're entering
the networking event.
We're going to the fucking Italian restaurant, and here we go.
We're not at the Italian restaurant. We are at Sand City South in Lindenhurst. We'll be there through the rest of this year.
Perfect.
I typically like to change it up like yearly, but I like the consistency for our members. They know where it is, when it is, how it is.
And that's a great spot.
It's big. It's big. The guys over there are super accommodating.
Great guys.
They have a parking lot, which is super easy to have a parking lot.
Parking lots are important.
They are.
Steve knows about parking lots. What's that one on the corner of LIE Service Road?
Oh, the parking lot.
The parking lot. Is that where you got the bracelet last night?
$20. $20, baby.
I've seen a lot in that parking lot.
All right. So I get to a Babes in Business meeting.
Yeah.
And... Do you check in?
Yeah. So I have a great girl that works my desk. She's been with me for years. You check in with Jenna. If you don't have a ticket, you could buy one at the door.
How much are tickets usually?
They're $45.
Okay. And now, is that used to raise money for the establishment, or is that used for...
It pays the expenses for the events, and then
got it.
The rest is mine.
So I don't have to give you free shit anymore when we do an event. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. So
you can do whatever
I'm
feels
fucking
good
around
to you.
With you. Come on.
I am so appreciative of what you do for me, though. Honestly and truly.
I love having it. Listen, I just like women. So it's nice that, sorry, honey. I like when my wife fucking yelled at me today.
I'm glad.
She looked at me. She goes, "You shaved again." She was mad.
Why does she want you to look like a fucking 9/11 terrorist?
She's not used to this. She probably like, what the hell is this?
I wouldn't be happy if my husband changed.
No,
maybe she thinks I'm having a midlife crisis.
No, it's different.
No, but a goatee is one thing. He had the fucking yeshiva beard.
It looked like he dyed his hair too as well when he came back. I was like, your hair is like darker. I'm getting old. What's going on here?
I'm getting old. Anyway,
so there's based upon the event, the tickets change. So it's not always $45. A lot of times when I have an event at your space, I don't charge because you are giving it to
me. I'm just fucking with you.
Go like this too.
My hair
does the same thing. I'm like, fix your hair. No.
So at the networking events, we have three guest speakers. So there's always three speakers that'll be on a panel. There's Q&A. They share their experiences and expertise with the
sounds like 90s con
with the room. And then there's also vendors. So women can set up their products or services. So you get to shop while
you're
there.
Does our friend set up a booth?
No, she's.
What's the name of her business?
I'm not telling you. What the hell is it called? Sugared Beauty Bar?
Squeaky Box?
She does sugaring. So, it's like a different way to wax.
Trying to get sugared.
It's a different way to wax. Fuck? Oh my God. I can't
you
do anything.
You like that? Not you.
I'm doing sugaring like she sugars. Like that's the action. Like that's the move.
He's got an employee that does that too for money.
Get him a rinky dink?
Yeah. So I can't even keep going back to her. But anyway, and then you hang out. There's drinks, there's food, there's,
it's fun.
You've seen it a little bit in action. It's just an opportunity for women to get together. And then we network. We actually really do network. We break out, we ask questions, we share ideas, we collaborate, we make sure that everybody's following each other on social media.
That's awesome.
But the speakers are really great, a great part of it. Jill's been a speaker several times. She's been a sponsor.
Is there a reason you're pointing?
Oh, hi, Jill.
Oh, my God, smiles.
Hi, everybody.
She's the best.
We're talking about vagina facials this morning.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about the box washer.
I don't even know how we got there, but we did.
I don't know. I'm unsure myself.
Anyway, so...
How we got there, you brought up a woman who makes a business washing vaginas.
Right, because he asked if there was any weird or interesting businesses.
What? So.
That is very
Serenity. You know who she is, right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Her name is Serenity.
I love it. This is just getting better and better. What's the most...
Coming to the stage, right?
What's the most... Stop being so fucking loud in there. What's the most fucked up thing that happened in one of your events? Did anybody ever get into a fight with each other? There had to be. Like a cat fight?
No.
Come on.
No, I really don't allow it. Like, it doesn't happen.
What do you do? You lay the smack down?
Well, kind of.
You're like, bitches.
Yeah, I kind of do, right?
Really?
I do. I'm like,
'cause you're the head bitch.
I'm the head bitch, and there's a certain level of respect that you have to have. I am absolutely a bitch.
You are.
Yeah.
So you put out some fires.
What?
So you definitely put out some fires? Because, I mean, you put that many women in one room.
Oh, I put out some fires. Behind the scenes, though. It always happens behind the scenes. I've had people try to take me down. I've had people like create fake accounts and like talk like some mad shit about me.
Really?
They go away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like what kind of shit? That's fun.
That I'm like, what am I doing? I'm stealing. I'm doing things that are not in the best intention for women. That was a few years ago. That was rough. That was hard. That was actually
people
rough.
Are so bizarre.
Yeah.
We should start a dudes in business.
Bros in business.
Yeah.
I've thought about it several times.
And then,
well, listen, we don't have a vagina, so we can't come to your event. You don't have a penis, and you can't come to our clubhouse.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, but then afterward, we could do like a mixer and call it bros and hoes. You know what I mean? It'll be cool.
Not boats and hoes, but bros and hoes.
Bros and hoes in business.
Bros and hoes.
And all the hoes would show up.
Husband, I mean, think about that. That's a great idea.
No, I do think that bros in business would be a great idea.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Call it big swinging dicks.
Right. Oh. And once again, you're
okay.
Lots of people
do you have
to show
your dick to be in it? Depends on your size.
I don't know.
Okay.
What advice do you have for young women that want to be entrepreneurs?
Marry a rich guy.
That. but if that doesn't work out... I think that one, you have to be really zeroed in on your ideas. I think that a lot of times people have lots of grand ideas and it never works out that way. You have to be very specific as to what you're going to tackle first and then really get laser focused.
Serenity
on that.
Was very focused.
And, right. Well, very. No, she's targeted in what she does. Right.
Great target.
And work your ass off. Work your ass off. Like, nothing comes for free.
It's been my target too for a long time.
He's like the little itch on the side, this guy.
That's what he is. Yeah, he's my fucking, he's our fucking asshole. Yes.
Yes. He's excited for his date, that's why.
He's also
I'm all smitten.
He's all smitten this morning.
Hope it works out.
What does she do for a living, you know?
She,
maybe you can introduce her to Jen.
That's
true. Yeah, she's an entrepreneur for sure.
She actually, total Hamptons shit. She is a PA for a publisher out there.
Do you have any...
Wasn't even allowed.
Call girls? Are they allowed in there?
That's pretty cool, though.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
I'm just curious.
No, you don't. No.
Like, what if like a girl like calls you up and she's like, "I'm an entrepreneur," and you're like, "Great, what do you do?" And she's like, "Well, I, you know, fucking bang dudes." I mean, that's a business. How do you respond to that?
Not a legit one.
What kind of network are they dealing with women? I mean, listen, I would tell them the same thing I tell everybody else. Come down and see how it works out. Like, see if we're a fit for you.
Because, right? The shit weeds itself out, right?
The shit weeds itself
out. It's just like, it really does. This is like an empowering organization.
It is.
Of just women that are like, we got you. Be strong.
You might have burn your bras.
You might have been beat when you're young. Your husband is not fucking solely the fucking breadwinner. You got this.
Right.
That's it.
I like that.
But
like
it's also super real. Like this. Like
no more barefoot in the kitchen.
No more barefoot
my
in the
dinner.
Fucking kitchen. No.
Never barefoot in the kitchen.
Is there anyone who can live on the Long Island as a family barefoot in the kitchen? I really don't think so. Like,
do you cook?
I cook a lot. Yes.
Do you wear
I'm
shoes?
Italian. Of course I cook. Do
you're
I wear shoes in my
right?
house? No.
You have daughters or sons? Daughters or sons?
Dick.
Dick.
So I do, I am often barefoot in the kitchen. You're actually correct.
Barefoot
I have two
contestant.
Daughters. I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old daughter. Aww.
That's nice.
Yes. So a lot of what I do is to show them what's possible, for sure.
All you do is cough. Do you know how many edits?
I coughed one time.
You fucking cough constantly. Stop smoking, you filthy shit.
Mm.
Disgusting animal.
Does
I have two daughters.
Are you done?
Do you?
I do.
How old are they?
They are 14 and 12, and in fact, my 12-year-old's been blowing my phone up to come pick her up from school.
Why?
I don't know.
She's sixth grade?
Seventh. Mm. She's a fucking pain
in
the ass,
fashionista.
That one.
She's a
fashionista. Yeah. She's the same age as my oldest.
They're mentally ill at that age.
It's definitely, middle school's interesting, for sure.
Tough fucking age.
It's a tough fucking age.
Where do you live?
Really Deer Park.
Did you grow up in Deer Park?
I did, my whole life. So really? Did my parents.
And what about your husband?
Same.
Did you guys meet in high school?
We did.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we knew each other in high school, but he was super shy. And then we dated in our 20s in the Hamptons.
Anybody's shy next to an Italian woman. What are you kidding me?
He's...
You could be a little intimidating to...
Really?
You're the head bitch?
Are you serious?
Are you the head bitch at home?
What do you think?
I bet so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Have to answer that question. Yeah,
he doesn't say anything. He just keeps his fucking mouth shut.
He definitely has his say. But yeah, so we dated in our 20s, and then I went off and got married. He was engaged. I got divorced. His engagement broke up.
Oh really?
And we reconnected. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Did you have kids from your first marriage?
No. We were only married for a short period of time.
All right. Yeah. Just a mistake. Right. And that's when you realize you hated men and started Babes in Business.
That's exactly when it happened.
He was a jerk off the first guy, right? Here, I thought that Babes in Business was just a bunch of, like, lesbians and feminists.
No.
And you're talking about, like, dudes that swing hammers. I mean, you're, like, really into... That's nice.
Yeah, no. I'm not a feminist too. In any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I just truly believe in supporting women in business. Like, truly, it's in my, like, soul. It's in the core of who I am.
I love that.
True.
Yeah, why does it have to be lesbians? Person. I don't know. I like lesbians.
I mean, we have lots of lesbians in the organization.
Good for them.
Yeah, like they're
hot lipstick.
Yes, actually, we do have
lesbians
quite a few
lunch lady lesbians.
Oh, both.
We like dykes.
Like flannel wearing dykes. Like bristly armed fucking
oh
dykes.
Oh my god. No.
We'll be editing that out, Ethan.
Oh my goodness.
I'm curious.
Well, can you edit this part out too? Like, I mean, usually if they're married, there's like one and one, right? So like we usually have like a balance of both.
Because you never meet the lesbians that you see on like porn movies.
Oh,
like, those are hot lesbians.
No, they're...
The ones here are like crew cut fucking Old Navy shopping fucking dykes. They're dudes. They're dudes. Where are the hot lesbians? Where are they?
Babes in
Serenity.
Business. Serenity. Serenity's not a lesbian.
Is she not a lesbian?
She's pregnant as we speak. No, she's not a lesbian.
Oh my God.
She knows who her father is?
Yes, she's
married. How's she giving those facials then pregnant? That's a new niche.
No.
That's a new niche,
it's another category of her business.
Yeah, that's like a fetish thing.
Tinder.
We have to pay extra for that.
Dear God.
Ashley, you're not saying much tonight. What do you think? You know what? Let's talk about Ashley for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk
because
about me.
I
is
love
she a baby
Ashley.
Business?
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, she is.
Ashley is very smart, very talented. She's hysterical. But we need help getting her grounded and focused.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Jen can be a mentor.
Yes,
maybe she should be a babe in business.
Because I'm not only babes in business. I also have a consulting organization for women in business as well.
Okay,
there you go.
Look at that.
Yeah. There you go.
So let's talk. Do you want to work through this?
I do.
Through it with Ashley?
Yeah, do it.
All right,
good.
So what is your current role right now with Sash and... This one? Gentleman right
She's my waitress and my call host. And yes. I've been trying to fucking... I told her, I was like, sit in my office, 40 hours a week, and I'll pay you to like do things.
So what do you want to do?
So I want to do this. I went to school for nursing. So I don't... Here, this is me. I want to help everybody. So I feel bad leaving my nursing job because this lady needs me. I feel bad leaving this job because this person needs me. Like, I'm always thinking of, like, not myself, other people.
She doesn't create boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. That's my issue. So
she almost died the other day.
I almost died the other day as well. So
what do you mean?
I was sent to the hospital. They were like, oh, you have a pulmonary embolism, possibly. I'm like, oh, great. Like, this is, you know, the guy scared me to death.
Is that stress related?
So I go down there and I've been helping clean my friend's houses and using bleach and chemicals. And I was bleaching at, like, my throat evidently and burning it. So if you hear me like, yeah, it's because I can't like breathe.
We can't hear your cough over
Steve.
Oh
yeah. So that was a good time last week. Yeah. So it was my birthday and whatever.
Speaking of bleaching, is there a bit, forget it. Keep going.
I want to tell a funny story about an organization. So when I was working catering, right, me and your mother-in-law, there was like an organization that came in and you had to be one person. So you're a hairdresser, no other hairdressers.
Dykes in distress.
Right. So
Dykes in distress.
They announced, Elise, you know, you're going to be a part of this organization, blah, blah, blah. We can't wait. We're so excited. The lady comes up to me and whispers, does Elise own this catering business? I go, no, she's the manager. She goes, she can't be a part of it then anymore. I go, so they announced her like clapping and everything. And then the lady's like, no, sorry. Like,
yeah, oh my God.
Be. I'm like, because she doesn't own, but she does everything for this. And then you're saying no. It was the most bizarre thing. So when you brought that up, that it can't just, you know, it's like you can have as many hairdressers.
So you don't have to be specifically an entrepreneur to be
no,
a babe.
No, I mean, there's like lots of people who work for others inside of babes too.
Aspiring right? babes awesome. To
right.
be in business.
Right. Well, I'll give a perfect example. This might actually motivate you. So I have a very good friend of mine who's a nurse. And she came to one of my first events as just a nurse. She was just a friend, but she wanted to see what it was about. I'll have some drinks. I'll hang out. Fast forward to this day, 5 years later, she makes multiple six figures with wow. IV infusions, medical weight loss, and
awesome.
Has a and completely other awesome. Business, multiple six figures 5 years wow. later, because she just knew that she was made for more and came to us and saw opportunities.
Oh,
right?
No, I'm
you know,
definitely
Nicole?
Coming now. I mean, you talked
she's
me
single.
Into it.
Nice story.
She's not single now. She's married also. Sorry.
Steve, you're going on a date.
The first question.
I'm not, it wasn't
it's very
me.
Sexual today with you and very gay with the bracelet, man.
That is
Don't
so gay,
your
that
bracelet.
Bracelet. Look at
Don't
this.
Did you see his bracelet?
No.
No, that's your watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it real?
Tell me where that's from.
Does it mean something?
Is
what
it real?
It,
what is that, a Buick out front? We don't wear
Jesus
big
fucking shit. Christ. Just all of a sudden because you fucking literally stole a fucking Bentley. He's in a Bentley today, ladies and gentlemen.
All of a sudden.
Last week it was a Rolls Royce. Today it's a Bentley. I swear, today. It must be in fucking La La Land. I cannot
Wait,
comprehend
can
it.
Can we like, so now let's like rewind to you. So weekly you have different cars? Are you just buying
I have different
cars?
Cars now. We just have inventory and I
Are you in the car sales business?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes a little bit more sense.
Right.
Okay.
See?
He's showing them off to
He's
sell.
Showing them off. Okay.
No, I no, just I have to drive something, and I don't always want to drive my truck.
He's come a long way no. since a few months back when you were walking here in the pouring rain on your crutches.
Well, I was walking here because my house crutches. Was right here.
Yeah, no, I know. It's great.
Walking here in the pouring rain in his crutches.
Yes, yeah,
crutches because I fell off of a golf cart.
I would have loved to see that. That would have been so good.
Oh, it was great.
It was great. He was in the hospital with no shoes on, nothing on the bare grounds of the hospital with his feet. Disgusting. You know, it was
this after like a rough
him,
night?
I had to bring him.
Do you guys have like special guest speakers at Babes in Business?
Yep. Every other month.
Can you have like Steve?
Can we?
No.
Dressed as a female.
Why?
Curiously, what would you share with the room?
I could honestly, all kidding aside.
It's serious. All kidding aside, what would you share with the room?
Listen, in 7 months' time, I really built we're profitable. We built a business. I know I've learned from my mistakes. I've learned from, you know,
my
advice
mistakes.
From him, his mistakes. I bring a lot to the table.
I honestly was just
we
going to say this
money.
Is exactly who you do not want to fucking marry type of a conversation.
That is so not true.
He's
really? Don't work. We'll make money. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah. Really a fucking consolation.
It's product. Not all about,
He's
but hopefully
man.
You tell
I'm
these these women.
But you just said you'd pay her
It's wife. Not all about sure. money. Are you That's Sicilian?
I am.
Yeah,
oh,
I can see it.
Me too. I love it.
I can,
yeah, yeah, I should put my hands like
no,
down.
No,
usually I'm the one that's like.
Yeah. But like you need yeah. to, like, and money is important, but you really need to do what you love. You and then the money will come. It will. Sincerely. It will
so
come.
Do you make Spadini? Yeah.
No.
You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Fucking random.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Get the fuck out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. What's the best dish that you cook?
Do you make barjol?
Yes, I like brujol.
Do you put the egg in the brujol?
How do you like brujol?
Like
if you don't
brujol,
fucking
no.
don't like spadini, but you like brujol.
I like the pinoli nuts in the brujol though. I like the pinoli nuts.
Oh, where in Sicily okay. is your family from?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom.
What's your maiden name? Or
Fasano. I'm Fasano. So I don't use my married name.
Oh.
Business.
Oh fuck.
He took her name.
He did not take my name. He's a freaking construction worker. You think he'd take my name?
Fasano.
No,
what is he?
He's Swedish and Norwegian.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Yeah, well, blue-eyed, yep. But bald. He shaves his head. And he's got a goatee.
And a
goatee. He kind of looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
I wouldn't want to fuck with that guy,
yeah,
then.
No, wow. yeah. not at all.
So, yeah. But I do make brujol. But the best thing I cook, I would say, is probably like my like tried and true lasagna.
Nice.
Like, I know that's like cheesy, but
no,
it's...
No, not at all.
Yeah, like the staple. But I cook a lot. I do.
Do you know macaroni with peas? Do you?
I love macaroni with peas.
I do too.
Love
don't
macaroni
like peas.
That's a big Sicilian thing.
It has to be the little elbow macaroni.
Yeah.
And onion. You have to have onion in that too.
So
my
what,
Nana cooked that shit. That was
what
the
are
best.
What's next for Babes in Business?
I love that question. So I'm actually working on something, and I really haven't shared it. So if I'm sharing it now, like for the first time.
Wow, this is exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm working on a summit. So like take what I do and like blow it out of the water, like a full day event with women from all over the nation, like high level speakers.
Really?
Yeah.
So, where are you going to do it?
I don't want to tell yet.
Oh, this is exciting.
It'll be at a really, really beautiful place.
When's it going to be?
In October.
Is it going to be like a resort?
Mm-hmm. Is it a local place?
Is it like
it's local? So I want to keep it local because...
Is it a weekend thing?
It's, yeah. So I want to keep it local. No.
Gurney's.
No.
The whale's tail.
No. I've considered Gurney's, but it's... I want like... It's a little too homey. I need like bright, white... Big.
There he is.
Yeah. So, so they do these all across the nation. And if you follow some of these women, it's incredible. And Long Island doesn't have it. So I was able to take something really powerful, bring it to Long Island. Now I want to just blow it out of the water. Like, fucking blow it out of the water.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to fucking cool. Rent the bar next door and sell tickets to the guys. Yeah. I'm going to be like, right? How perfect is that? Wherever you go. Yeah. We're selling fucking tickets to dudes.
I can't.
I love it.
Yeah. I have I'm one of those people that have lots and lots of really big ideas.
What would you do with a weekend summit? Do you guys do you meditate?
Of course.
Do you, you know?
I don't know.
What's
what
you know?
I don't know what that means.
Hold hands and...
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Shit like that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Stop
maybe.
Fucking coughing, you disgusting creature.
Clean this fucking place.
Stop smoking.
Do you want some water?
Very dirty.
No, it doesn't matter. He drinks and smokes constantly. That's why he's coughing. Fucking
he's
slob.
He's just drinking water today.
It's just water. Asshole.
Stop coughing in the microphone.
If you're drinking at 10 a.m. on a Thursday.
He does all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Not anymore.
That's what he does.
No, he's a...
That's what he does.
He's a
Stop
salesman.
It.
He's a salesman.
Bullshit. I'm not judging. I don't care. That's just what you
fucking
do.
Fucking judge me.
Own it.
I'm kind of judging. I don't know. Why would one have to drink at 10 a.m. on a Thursday?
I don't. Usually, I'm not here on a Thursday.
Okay.
But before the show, I make a little cocktail.
Okay.
It's nice. That's
calms
you know,
you down a little bit.
It's okay.
Usually on
that.
A Thursday morning, I'm not. I'm doing... You know, productive things.
Oh, but I couldn't come on the day that I think you guys usually record. Is that what it was?
Yeah, no, we had to reschedule
for me.
For you.
Thanks.
It's
okay. Well, you're the boss bitch.
That's it. Love babes that. In business.
Love that.
People say that all the time. I don't know why they confuse babes in business with boss babes. They say that all the time. They're like boss babes. I'm like, that's not.
Do you guys have like shirts?
I have some merch, but. I should have more.
You should do merch.
I know.
Like boss bitch.
See, again, I don't, I.
No.
Not, we're not boss.
It's almost demeaning.
No, it's not. It's fun.
I think that there was one that had something like with a bitch on it. We'd do manifesting epic shit. There was like a few with like curse words on it.
Ooh.
I know. Bold. Crazy.
Oh, very crazy. Very.
Bad words.
Do you have like a lot of ideas running through? I feel like your head's like working right now.
My brain's always
moving. Your brain's moving, right? His brain is moving. I know there's a lot of things with what I do.
You know what's going on in my head?
Oh, is that really what it is?
I'm fucking stupid. I'm a dope.
I doubt that highly.
Wow.
Aw, that's flattering. Please, his head's big enough.
Lately, I don't have anything. Been terrible post-pandemic. I want to be a fucking babe in business, man. Maybe
you
I
think still? You still feel like you're feeling
fucking
feeling
horrific.
He whines with two loaves of bread under his arm. Don't listen.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
It's a good expression. You think though still? You still suffering from that?
I don't know. Maybe you can share our podcast with the broads in business and be like, yo, check this shit out. This is
fun.
Name.
You said every name.
That's the great way to start it. Calling them broads.
Boss babes, boss bitches.
Babies in business. Like, broads. I don't know what is going on.
Hey, which Jeez, one of you cum dumps this?
Oh, stop God. It.
Holy
that's
shit.
Fuck. Ew, that'll
that's
be
fucked.
Edited
that's,
out.
That's the most fucked thing.
Jesus.
Oh.
Such a slob. Isn't he horrible?
What's your goal with the podcast? Like, what are you looking to do? Because we didn't get to finish with her either, by the way.
Yeah, we really didn't.
But
that's because she's not aggressive enough, and she just gave up.
Not.
You gave up on your dreams.
Okay,
you gotta take ownership,
Ashley. I wanted to be a comedian, and then I was an introvert, and now I'm an extrovert. Okay.
You need to be a comedian. She's funny.
She could do her own podcast.
That's what I'm trying
to
do.
That I could do. People have approached me.
I've had to literally ask.
Your brother-in-law, Justin, has approached me.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time. Like, yeah. Just do it.
I know. I need to. I was always like so scared. Like, what are people going to think of me? Oh, I'm like, I don't even care anymore.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Care. I do not care anymore.
Behind I the don't. Asshole.
Do you think he worries about what people think about him?
No. Well,
I doubt it.
He used to be an introvert too. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone here in Oktoberfest. Blah, blah, blah. But now, look, you're doing the same
no,
thing.
No, no, no.
Well, I think no, most no, no, successful yeah. people that you assume to be extroverts are actually introverts. But we just make it a point to put ourselves out there because we know that it's going to lead to success.
100%. Yeah.
So I enjoy alone time better than anything else on this planet. I love to be alone. I love my quiet time. I don't need to be around people all the time. But
what do you tell Sven to go leave the house?
Sven. Who the fuck's Sven?
I don't know.
My husband's name is Jay. Definitely not Sven. Sven. But maybe I'll call him that from now on.
That's really
Sven.
Yeah.
Come here, Sven.
That's a Disney
call. Yeah, that's
Oh my God.
Not even close. But yeah, I think being an introvert's not a bad thing.
Of course he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
To be together since high school. It's nice.
That's awesome.
No, that is great.
Yeah.
Ashley is one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life. And for some, and I've said this, then I'll say it again. She's a procrastinator. She needs to be fucking whipped around a little bit.
I think I've always been like that too.
Yeah, but
or
you
I
gotta
give
stop
up too fast.
Well, you like, smoke more pot than well,
dude, no, that's a I fucking
have,
problem.
No, I have actually stopped that. No, I've cut back a tremendous amount. No, and Brian has even said it too, so I know it's true. And the people at Foodwork said, "You don't come here no more." I said, "Yeah, no, I don't." I don't go and get my cigars, nothing. I'm very good, Steve.
Good for you.
So
good for
you. The brain is coming back, okay?
All right.
Love it.
I think the most important thing is just to start. I think we get in our own way and we just don't start. Start. Just start. Just do something. Just do one
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So like, like initially I was like scared to even sit on this, but I was like, you know what? Honestly, I don't really like, I'm like, I don't care. Like I sit here like in my thoughts and everyone's like, you need to do this. And I'm like, no, I don't want to stand on a stage. No, I don't want to be like on film. I would keep myself like in the mirror as a kid and like sit there and be like, what's wrong with me? Like I was the weird kid that would sit in front of the mirror and like, yes. And I'd beat my brother up, but no, he'd actually beat me up. I want to actually reiterate that. But yeah, he got pissed about that. But yeah. So, I mean, I'm just like, free spirit now. I'm attempting this and I hope it works out. I think it will. People listen. They love us. I mean, they, you know, they ask who's this, who's that, you know, people are into it. So
yeah,
if people think I'm funny, then that's great. To me, I'm like, you know, this is like sporadic for me. Like I can just play off of somebody else, you know, right. But like me initially standing up somewhere, I don't know if I could do it, but I mean, I'm trying and that's all I can do. So
I'm going to swoop you up. I'm going to scoop her up.
You should.
No, seriously. Because and that's another thing that we do at Babes, or what I pride myself in doing, is that I find those little hidden gems in people.
And you mentor them.
I do.
No, seriously. I like need somebody to do that.
I do. And it's not, there's not a lot that you need to do. I think people get, like, think this is like big, massive job. It's just one tiny little step in the right direction that can literally transform your whole life. One little tweak, and it'll transform your whole fucking life.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of advice do you have for men that want to be a babe in business?
Check your fucking ego at the door.
Yeah.
Humility goes a long way.
I think that's a really big difference between men and women.
Is that one of the reasons why you started? Because men are just fucking egomaniacs?
No, because I did, like I said, I would sit at a La Tip diner table at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday fucking morning and eat an egg omelet with these guys in business suits. And some of them were cool, don't get me wrong. But like it's just a completely different way in which we think and how we need to be nurtured as business owners. Like I don't need your tip. I don't need you to send me a client and then like not give a shit tomorrow. Like I want a relationship. Like I want to build relationships with people. I want to make true relationships. So I'm the first person that comes to mind when people think about what it is that I do.
So,
and I give that to others also.
So babes in
real
business,
real networking, like
real
networking,
not real networking,
one time deal
is driven through emotional spirituality, right?
Sure.
And men are just fucking egomaniacs.
They are.
Driven by the size of their dicks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Huh. Well, we learned a lot here today.
Wow, this is nice.
Yeah. This is great.
We can generalize and stereotype all men, like God forbid.
I'm literally only agreeing with him just because if I didn't, he'd challenge me. So much.
It's easier to agree with him. And
right. Funny. But ego plays a really big factor in it, for sure.
And good thing you are not the egomaniac.
Yes, it's true. I lost it years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shed my ego. That's why I did this, because I don't give a flying fuck what anybody thinks about me anymore.
Beyond the expectations.
That's the truth.
Yeah, but there's power in that. There's a lot of power.
It's fucking wonderful.
Yeah, there's
a lot of power in that. I don't
really care. Right.
It's fucking wonderful.
Right. No, it is great. How do you think that translates into your business?
I'm not really sure yet. I don't really care either. Listen, here's what I'm going to fucking say to that one. I know my truth in that I fucking work my ass off to try and provide the best experience for my guests, who I value, genuinely passionate, and appreciate them for deciding to pick our establishment out of all the others.
Right.
We are not perfect. We make mistakes. We try and learn from them. And that's the best that we can do.
Yep.
And that's all that I got. And you know what? I'm going to have a good time in the process of doing it.
Right.
By having 100%. Fun and poking jokes at how mentally ill the world and society is. And if you people can't take a joke, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Go down the street.
That's on you.
I appreciate that. That's so much better than someone who's showing up like fake as shit and, you know, with like all smoke and mirrors, you know? So
invigorating.
It probably feels really good.
It's quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. How do people find you? Women that are out there, if they want to find you, do you have to be on Long Island?
Well, so we had kind of chatted about this before. There are other Babes in Businesses across the U.S. So you can fit into one of those if you're in the St.
Louis. But what if they want to be in your Babes in Business? Because you're the shit. You're the bomb.
So yeah, you do have to be on Long Island. But if you live in another area and you want to travel to Long Island, go for it. I have members that live outside of the island.
So how do people find you?
Instagram is probably the easiest. So Babes in Business Long Island on Instagram. For me personally, Jen_Fasano. But you can find both on both. My website, JenFasano.com or BabesInBusinessLI.com.
Fantastic. You're fun.
I know.
I kind of want to hang out with you some more.
I feel like I've known you forever. Oh,
I was a little worried because Jill's like, well, you know, try and keep it professional. And I'm like, she's the best. Come on.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't think she would have invited me here if she didn't think I can handle you guys.
She's from Deer Park.
It was all right.
I'm from Deer Park.
Come on.
No, it's because she's Sicilian, not from Deer Park. What does that mean?
I'm a Sicilian from Deer Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
I bet your fucking grandmother was like 4'11" and beat the shit out of your grandfather.
Both of them.
Yeah.
4'11".
Both of them were
making lasagnas.
Making lasagna, chicken parm.
And she'd beat your grandfather.
Macaroni with the peas. So that's a big Sicilian thing.
Yep.
I bet we're probably related. Don't even know it.
It's quite possible.
Did you have redheaded fucking family?
No.
No?
No. You had redheaded family?
My grandmother was redhead.
There was gingers?
She was Sicilian. Fiery red hair like a fucking volcano. She was an angry
bitch. I did have my great grandmother was Maggie Murphy, 100% Irish. So I have like this much Irish in me. Otherwise,
bless you, cough and sneeze.
Disgusting.
I don't know
why he sneezed.
He's just gross.
I want your fucking minions to like dust this shit. Oh,
fuck.
Christ.
Oh, the school's calling. No.
I know. Seriously.
Now it's the school?
I don't know.
Well,
she's
probably
coughing and sneezing.
No, but if it's the school, you should really answer.
I know.
It.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, because my fucking wife and kid is blowing my phone up. I hope you enjoy.
Something's wrong.
If you like what you hear here at Babes in the Blowhole, like and share.
Babes in the Blowhole.
And we're going to do a new show for her, Behind the Asshole.
No. Hey, we'll come up with a better
name. That is pretty good, though.
Behind the Asshole.
No, we'll come up with a better name.
My Pearl Jam people call me asshole or something. Well, yeah, they do.
Perfect.
They do.
Blowing babes and behind the asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
And
we love you.
Thank you for
joining us. God bless you.
I appreciate it.
Happy Hanukkah.
You.